Well, our God is a God of love, and He does things differently than we'd expect. And this afternoon, He was pushing my buttons to kind of go over some material that I've gone over before. But sometimes we look at all the books that are on the shelves in bookstores and all the different advertisements from Christian programming. And we kind of look at the United States, especially this morning. I was listening to Rabbi Kahn and all of the things. And yeah, the harbingers, right. And there's nothing wrong with listening to that. However, are we really looking at a scenario for us to be judged? And if we are, maybe we're making a mistake. So I'm going over some material that was pressed into my heart to go forward. And I'd like to kind of share part of it with you. Are we finally getting what we deserve? It seems as if most every time that crisis, tragedy, or natural disaster strike, the issue of judgment surfaces, especially among the prophetic community. Some say that a particular judgment was the result of one and the sin of the world. Some say that the particular judgment was the result of sin in the church. Most of us are familiar with God's judgment in dealing with Israel and the nations under the Old Covenant. However, I believe it behooves us to gain an understanding of judgment in the New Covenant. The following is not intended to be an exhaustive study of the subject, but rather a brief but thorough examination. The following includes some excerpts, and it goes like this. John 12:31. Now is judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. Recently we've heard what many have had to say about judgment, how God is judging a sinful nation that operates on a worldly system. How a holy God must pour out judgment on the United States because of its many sins. For many, these words appeal to their sense of justice, if only to make sense that God would have to send judgment. Now listen to the voice of the Jesus Christ himself in John 9:39. Jesus said, "For judgment I am come into this world. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out." John 12:31. The word translated as now is N-U-N in Greek, and it means present and immediate. 2,000 years ago, just prior to his crucifixion and speaking about his crucifixion, Jesus Christ himself said now, presently. Immediately is the judgment of this world. The word translated as world is cosmos in Greek and is used in referring to the world system rather than the terra firma that we stand upon. The full weight of God's judgment for sin was summed up and given full expression in the Christ event. Or the anointed event, the crucifixion, death, and burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The world has been judged for sin, declared guilty, and the full judgment poured out upon the only begotten Son. We did esteem him stricken, and full judgment poured out upon the only begotten Son. We did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. And the Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all. Did you hear that? And the Lord had laid upon him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah 53:6. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Now, last I heard, we are men and women of faith. And without faith, you can't please Him. But many, many have a mental war that goes on when they listen to the literature that's available out there, the books, the materials, and they agree with it. And I'm reminded a double-minded man in James chapter 1 says he can't get anything from God. So when you're wishy-washy and you're condemning your nation, and you're wishy-washy because of the world and what the world has done, you're going to be in trouble. You can only go by what God says He's already succeeded in doing. And this afternoon, you know how God kind of pushes you to do something that you can't figure out? Well, I'm in here, I'm walking around, and the Lord said, go in the hallway. So I go in the hallway. I get to the edge of the stairs, and there's a gentleman sitting there, and he's got his little missalette. He belongs to the church in the front. I've never seen him. First time I see him. He's been coming to this church for a couple months. He works for the sheriff department in Springfield. And we ended up talking about this and that, the next thing. He made a comment, and I looked at him, and I said, well, remember Jesus said, give Caesar what belongs to Caesar. He said, oh. He said, well, I'm always kind of angry about the division between, you know, church and state. I said, Jesus didn't have a problem with church being church and state being state. He said, you just answered my question. I said, what's that? He said, well, I usually try to find a way to talk about the Lord and His religious connections. But he said, I don't think I'm going to need to. I said, no. Because Jesus didn't say to go around advertising. He just said, be who you are. And as he pondered those thoughts, the gentleman that he was waiting for came down the stairs. Now, what if I said to the Lord, I don't want to go in the hallway. What you think you do in such a simple little thing may have an impact on a person who's into their tradition. And for as long as they need to be in that tradition, God will leave them alone. But when God decides that He's going to let you know that Jesus already took our judgment, that if we are looking for the negative, it's going to come upon who? And if we're focused on the confession that Jesus already took care of all our guilt, all of our condemnation, all of the abortions have already been covered, every single mistake that ever has been done in the earth was done in that one sacrifice. But that boggles the brain. It boggles the brain because it's so easy to find fault. So think about that reality. Close your eyes right now. Say, the next time I hear someone judging the United States, bring to my heart, Holy Spirit, the reality that Jesus already took the guilt on that tree for me. And for all those who believe that He didn't die in vain. It's a season that's going on right now of separation, because Jesus is separating from the believers their unbelief. Amen? And amen. So keep that in mind, because sometimes we have a short vision And it's so easy to give out condemnation. It's so much easier to give out freedom. Does that help at all? Yeah. You have a friend who's like that?